Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And sitting in with us, we have Mr.
Greg Stevens in the building.
And we got three guys on. This shit is got me amped.
It's a good song. Good tune.
Oh. Nice choice from the black guy.
That's right. Curveball.
Curveball.
This is the one.
Lady right there.
I don't know. Who's that?
Are you looking at Instagram hoes?
No.
Oh. I know he's
not. I know exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to say any names.
It's not a woman.
Oh, well, it is a woman.
It is now.
What? Wait.
It is a woman. It's a woman now. It's a transsexual in Indian, I know.
I'm so disturbed right now.
People don't say transsexual. They just say transgender.
Is that a pretender?
No.
Is that a
theme? She's not pretending anything. She's not pretending anything. Andy and I knew her when she was a...
Early in the transition.
Early. Early. I guess I'll put a like on that photo. I mean, I try to encourage, man.
Hey.
I try to encourage. Welcome to Three Guys On.
You know, we're recording this on Halloween, the 31st, which means tomorrow is Half Price Candy Day. If anyone
pretty much
wants to get
this
it.
Right here is hilarious. How did this make it to how'd that make it on?
What are you looking at? Instagram?
This is actually Facebook. I was looking at our updates.
What is going on? Is she?
It'll get reported. Is it porn?
That's hilarious. How is that on?
Ironically, I've had that situation.
We all have.
Yeah. That'll be reported by someone very soon.
Someone very soon. Got a foot up washing.
Well, she's been hygienic.
Nudity.
She's washing the tits. Is there any nudity here? You can't really see anything.
It's
promoting clean cats.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure your cat is clean.
Clean. Can't go against that.
Yeah. Your cat ain't clean, then.
Thanks, guys, for coming on Thursday. I hope you enjoyed your Halloween. Hope you enjoyed last week's podcast. Hope you rated and reviewed us on Stitchers and iTunes and everywhere else. Andy has a new thing for us set up on what is it?
No, a Google Play. It's not
Google
out yet.
Play. Oh,
Google Play is about to start doing podcasts.
When it comes, we'll be up
we'll be
on
there soon. Google Play, just like iTunes. You can get it there if you want, but
so
not yet.
Everywhere.
They're about to start allowing podcasts on.
You want us to come do a show for us? You want us to come do a show in your area? You find us a venue, and you email us and discuss it with us, and we'll probably be willing to come do it. It's going to cost you. I'm not going to act like it's not.
We have a lot of demands.
Okay, not going to act like it's not, but if you can put 100 people in there paying $15 a head, we'll come.
We want want bowls of M&Ms, all segregated.
Yeah, what's your rider list? That's what I
want
to know.
Segregated.
All segregated M&Ms.
I want all the M&Ms segregated. I want a DVD player playing Enter the Dragon at all times.
Oh, just on a loop.
On a loop.
Yeah.
A lot of Enter the Dragon. And then I need That Nigga's Crazy, the original album version of That Nigga's Crazy, playing on a record player. Okay, this is important.
Actual vinyl.
I need actual
vinyl.
Right.
Richard Pryor, That
with
Nigga's
Crazy.
With
a cutout of Richard next to it.
I need Enter the Dragon playing on a VHS tape. So find a VHS player.
Not no punk ass DVD. Yeah.
I want a laser disc, actually. That's probably harder to find than a VHS. I don't have much in my rider. Just you know, like some chips, you know, something to snack on. I'm fine.
Banana bread and chocolate milk.
I want a fruit plate. Great I combination. Don't want chicken wings. They're always trying to give you chicken wings at a comedy spot. I don't want chicken wings. I want a fruit plate.
Fruit plate.
I want a fruit plate.
Let me get a fruit plate.
And I want some egg rolls.
Egg
fruit
roll.
Plate
I want
egg
an assortment of egg rolls. Small, hand-sized egg rolls. I
assorted
want chicken egg rolls.
Rolls.
I want beef egg rolls. I want vegetable egg rolls. I want an assortment of egg rolls.
Hand-rolled by an old
Randolph,
man.
You're turning into a bit of a diva right now.
A little bit.
A little bit of a diva right
I just
now.
Know what I want, man. I know what I need to make me to allow me
to
give a good show.
Do you want the show to be good?
I know what I need to allow me to give a good show.
I just
show.
Want chips and Wi-Fi.
Chips and Wi-Fi.
That's all. I just want to surf the internet while I'm waiting to go on and snack on something.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. a cola beverage.
Yeah.
A pop, maybe.
Maybe a pop. Some pop would be nice.
Pop. Some pop.
Can you guys just give me a little pop? You know, it's like two cans is all
have
I
any
need.
Pop.
Yeah,
we had a couple.
Place this? This you don't have any pop.
We did have a couple of emails, didn't we?
Oh, we got several.
A couple. Let's several do a couple. Emails. Let's do a couple. Put the theme on.
I don't want to wear it out.
You know what to put yeah. theme on.
Hold on. Well, maybe I will in a minute because we'll get to these next couple. Top five lists.
Wait till you see my dear.
Oh.
Wait till you see my. Oh.
First email is from oh. Joel. Joel. I got to turn you down. You're too. You're, yeah, no, you're. I can't talk. It'll I can turn down slightly like I do with the music because I got to talk over the music. I can't talk at the same volume of the music. That wouldn't make any sense. Joel says, Uncles Tim, Andy, and Randolph, I've been listening to your show faithfully for several months, and it is amazing. Wish Tim Miller could be present more often, but I guess being a deadbeat dad isn't
cool. You wish that.
Oh, wow.
I guess being a deadbeat dad isn't cool anymore. Who knew? I don't think it was ever cool. Is that what your dad told you, Joel?
This is cool.
Joel, this is really, really cool, Joel.
We only get together two times a month.
See you in 6 weeks.
Spade did a great bit about that where his dad would take him to eat at get him wings at a got a Holiday Inn.
It's like watching a game or something. Anyways, I appreciate the consistent greatness from you all and the sock puppets as well. Your show is easily one of the funniest around. Keep up the greatness. I shall be giving an offering as soon as my broke ass gets paid again.
You,
you know, don't
it
don't,
doesn't have to be a
don't
lot
get
of money.
Evicted
don't
for us,
break
Joel.
Yourself over us.
Now on to serious business. My top five black women in no particular order are as follows.
Nice.
Naturi Naughton. Is that how you say you Naturi?
Naughton. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Naturi Naughton, yeah.
Ooh, Naughton, yes. Who's that?
She's on the show Power.
Yeah.
She played Little Kim in the B.I.G. movie.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Right.
Nice Hershey kisses.
The apple's good.
Yeah.
Naturi Naughton. The next one is Lauren London.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's getting a little chubby.
He likes young
though.
Thoughts.
Janelle Monáe.
Well, not a thought. Young.
Yeah.
Not a thought.
She don't like
she's
guys.
She's about 30 by now.
I don't think she likes guys.
She don't like guys.
Janelle Monáe doesn't?
I don't think she does. I personally don't know. Do you know that for sure?
She made a somebody made a comment.
She wears three-piece suits on stage.
On that means Twitter. And she says she doesn't have an appetite for male consumption. I don't know
what
how
does
you
that even mean.
I don't know.
Appetites grow.
She don't like
In the words of
I took it as she don't
Roper,
like the
in
deep.
The words of Roper again from End of the Dragon, a man's strengths can be measured by his appetites. Indeed, a man's strengths flow from his appetites.
Yeah, that's a man's appetite, but
so
a woman.
The next one on the list for Joel is Megan Good. That's a classic.
Classic.
It's a classic.
J.L. Colvin, classic.
And also Rihanna is his fifth one. Another classic.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. I mean, those are.
She wouldn't have made my list. Rihanna wouldn't have made my list.
But I don't think we've had Naturi Naughton or Lauren London.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've never.
Those are good picks. Those are good honorable picks.
London has any kind of ass.
And Joel, well, Joel
that bothers
said.
Me.
This is the funny
she
part.
She got the dimples. Yeah.
Just as Randolph says at the next sentence. Well, there it is. I have a feeling Randolph might eviscerate my list. But I look forward to hearing your opinions as they're always hilarious.
Eviscerate it. I don't think Lauren London has any ad. If you're going to hit my top five list, then you have to have every part of the package. Mm. It can't be, I can't be willing to let things go.
Okay.
If you're on the top five list, you have to have every part of the package.
Is it confirmed that she has no ass? Like, is that?
I am relatively sure that was like a big thing about her that, you know, in the barbershop, let's say.
Right.
That she didn't have any ass. Let me see here.
Right.
Lauren
Well, Janelle Monáe doesn't have a banging body.
Not at all.
No.
So
she's a cute.
But she kind of gets over on the fact that she is
weird.
Weird and artsy. Yeah, that's Lauren London.
She's hot for millennials.
Right, yeah. Right.
She's millennial. She gets over hot. on that thing.
She's hot when you have a lot of empathy.
Yeah.
So that's the email from Joel. You know, a couple we've heard before, but definitely the Tori Nolan we haven't heard before.
No, not at all. She's cute, though.
We have an email from Gerard called Top 5 Blacklist.
Mm-hmm. Bring it.
Hello, fellas. Been enjoying your podcast the past few months, and I thought in one of the hottest black women lists, I guess he meant I sent in one of the, whatever, top 5 list in no order. Number 1, the first one, Michelle Tucker.
Who's that? I don't even know who that is.
Who's Michelle Tucker?
I don't even know who that is. Was she a congressman?
She sounds like she's in politics.
Delegate Michelle Tucker. Democrat. No New idea. Hampshire.
Well, this is Lauren Linden. It's just a lot of face shots. That tells you right there.
Maybe she just doesn't turn her ass around. She's
not. She is a cutie. I'm not disputing that.
She's got the dimples.
She's got the dimples, and she's got a cute smile.
Michelle Tucker. I'm looking at is Tucker?
This is a white lady.
A lot of straight-on shots.
Yeah, and she's
Michelle Tucker's
picked
a porn
up a little
star.
Weight.
Oh. Michelle Tucker's a porn star.
Is she?
Yeah.
What does she look like?
Well, you got to have a porn star on your list.
I'm assuming this is her right here.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right. There you go.
Okay. There's Lauren Linden's ass right there.
That's where. Woo! It went.
All right.
I think that's her. I mean, I don't know how.
Even if it's not her, we're gonna make that.
We're gonna make that her.
We're gonna make that her. She qualifies.
We're just gonna assume based on my reaction to it.
Because
this is who he's talking.
Because
about.
if she's not better than that, then it's a fail.
Well, there's like here's a YouTube video: Michelle Tucker chilling with Nat Turner in bed. So I'm assuming
Nat Turner.
Yeah,
he's one of the few porn stars I seek out by name,
right.
Guys.
But I'm just saying, I don't know. Like when you do the image search, you get a bunch of pictures of a bunch of different
women. I had a Latina chick come up.
I also Holly Robinson is in this Google search. So who knows? That's but weird. That's Michelle Tucker. The second one, Esther Baxter. This is our first Esther.
Who the hell is
Esther? Who the hell is that?
Oh, he going to make us work Google today.
Jesus Christ, don't make us work for this.
This is the
Esther. First of all, her name is Esther. This girl better be fine.
This is the spyware Google list, the fucking porn stars and all right, here we go. Esther Baxter, model. She's a model. Okay, so she is
well. That's a decent picture right there.
Oh, I see where he's going. Oh,
but she could be just anybody. He likes hoes. This dude likes hoes.
I think he has a theme.
Well, she's got sex appeal.
Yeah, he likes sexy hoes.
That looks like Rick Ross, right?
Why? Yeah, yeah, that one right there with the red dress on.
I think he has a type.
here's basically what a full body.
Oh, yeah. He likes girls who've been in King Magazine or XXL.
She's a video
that's
victim.
What he likes.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm not faulting you for that. If that's what you like, that's what you like.
Big ups to you.
I'm not faulting you for that. I'm just saying, I know what you like now. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to end this list with Michelle Obama. We will never take another email from you again.
Oh, yeah. And I want to put this Cicely Tyson on there.
Maya Angelou.
I rise like the Rio Frentes.
And still I rise.
No, you can't have these two chicks in.
No, dude.
No.
You better keep this trend going. I won't respect you if you don't keep this trend going.
You don't went down that road now.
Number three.
Look at this one.
Come on, man. She got oily boobies.
Yeah, I scrolled past
that's
that.
That's the
one.
Vivica Fox picture right there.
Coming out of the pool.
She got oily boobies. Yeah.
Number three on this list, Kat Graham.
See? All right. Okay.
The name is that
Kat
one
Graham.
T or two?
Oh, one T.
Is that with a K or C?
It's Kat with a K. I'm looking her up. She's definitely not like a porn star.
She's an artist.
She's a video girl.
She's a singer?
I haven't even seen her, and I'm sure she's a video girl.
This is a good representation of the...
Oh,
she looks like
a cutie.
Oh, she's a cutie.
She's the girl you bring to your mother.
Yeah. That's his one good girl.
Okay.
Who could probably
I don't have any good shots of her.
Who could probably be dirty if you caught her behind the scenes.
Her jaw looks a little
strong.
Yeah, she looked like she's a little Caitlyn-ish, a little.
The next one is also another one that I have not.
Just pretty shaped eyes, those catty eyes.
The next one is Kalita Smith.
Sounds like a
K-E-L-L-I-T-A.
K-E-L-L-I-T-A. Oh, I know that name.
She's
I don't know what she's in, but I know that name.
So she's a little bit older. She's not a hoe. She's not a video hoe, but she's maybe.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. That's Bernie Mac's wife on the Bernie Mac show.
Yeah.
She's got a great body.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's
All right, so there's
that's okay. An honorable mention. Yeah,
and then he's got the fifth one.
Still, she does have the body. She has the body of a video hoe. Look at her.
Yeah, she's the body of a video. She's a retired video.
Yeah.
Right. She's a video of hoe that's like 50
with your
years
aunt's
old.
Face.
Come on, baby. Come on in and twerk with me.
With your aunt's face.
She can get to business. Yeah.
Fifth one on this list.
Okay.
Sonia Roland. R-O-L-L-A-N-D.
Jesus.
Oh, hell. He is working the Google today.
Working the shit out of us.
She's definitely not a video hoe. At least based on these pictures that I'm scrolling through now.
You got, what does she look like?
Well, she has a few different looks here, but here's the first one that comes up.
Oh, I like that.
I don't even know. That's, you marry her. I don't even know who she is.
Another one that's short hair.
Oh, you married her. That's your wife. That's not.
What is she? Is she a model?
What are you talking about?
Her pictures scream good girl.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Dude, you are all over the place.
Good bad decisions.
That's your wife right there. Yeah,
that's good girl, bad decisions.
She looks like she's got like a degree in marketing.
You know, right. Like, she's a hot girl at the office.
Yeah.
But she liked thugs.
She still likes thugs.
She still liked thugs.
And then we got three honorable mentions, by the way.
Okay.
This is his bench.
This is the top eight.
This the bench. This the warm-up.
The first one, Sidney Leroux.
Oh, shoot.
Everyone's getting their phones out.
Christ.
Oh, hell.
Sydney, the
is that
last
Sydney
name
with
is
a Y?
S-Y-D-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
L-E-R-O-U-X.
You know what? She's a soccer player.
Oh, she is. Yeah,
that's that girl. She plays for Canada, but she's she is American.
Right,
yeah, she's cute.
Okay, right. I like
her
that.
Her father was an athlete. He boned out Canadian woman,
playing
and then
soccer.
He left her, and he moved, came back to the States.
Yeah. I like that.
She's got the
what's her name?
Sydney Leroux.
She claimed
L-E-R-O-U-X.
The Canadians hate her because she took American citizenship. Because American is the
top soccer
line
team
as far as soccer.
She's got that
North
tattoo
America
down her side on her rib cage that a lot of girls have. The words, it's like lyrics or a poem or
lyrics
something.
Lyrics to a
this is a poem.
Some girl song.
I wrote this poem and got it tattooed on me.
You heard
this
it is, on a Sarah McLachlan
Bengals
song.
These are Bengals lyrics. Walk like
that's
an Egyptian.
That's Alanis Morissette lyrics.
Yeah, you know.
Walk like an Egyptian. Save my life.
It's like rain.
Isn't it ironic? And then on the other side it says, "Don't you think?"
Don't you think?
You ain't fooling nobody, chick. You ain't deep.
But then the word think is like a different color.
Yeah.
Right. Emphasized.
With a bunch of question marks behind it.
The next honorable mention, Fefe Dobson. F-E-F-E.
I know her.
Dobson.
Yeah. She's a rocker chick.
She's a
rocker chick.
Yeah. This is
I don't think
right
she liked black dudes, though.
But another girl with visible tattoos. So this is another like maybe sub.
Yeah.
She's
category. A rocker, but
she looks like she could be the second lead in a Blade movie.
She can be Blaze's daughter.
Yeah.
That's her.
Yeah. She don't do black guys, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fefe Dobson. And the final one, the final album mentioned, Candace Patton.
I don't know that one.
This is just some girl he went to school with.
She was in third period with him.
Candace Patton. If you look up her Facebook profile, you'll see that.
You remember
fine.
We was in home ec together?
She's actually.
You burned the souffle, and I said that was okay.
She's fine.
You can have mine.
This is another one, bring home to mom kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Is she an actress? She looks familiar.
Yeah.
I think she's an actress.
Wholesome.
She's very wholesome.
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 By the way, this is how racist the movie industry is. That girl should be working easily. There's so many white girls who look just
working
like that who
she,
are
yeah,
stars
she like she's
for dinner no reason. You know?
She's
yeah
27 years old. She has an IMDb page.
What's she working in?
Let's see here. I'm going to pull up Wikipedia. Candace Patton. If it comes up. Here we go. Candace Patton.
Mm-hmm. No relation to Paula Patton.
No relation.
Does she have broad shoulders? If she has broad shoulders, then she is.
Patton is best known for her role as Iris West in the CW television series The Flash and her recurring role as Tori in the BET television series The Game. So she's in The Flash and The Game. Pat was born in Jackson, Mississippi, but was raised in Plano, Texas. She attended Southern Methodist University. She's a good girl.
Mm-hmm. Good girl.
She was on The Bold and the Beautiful. All these people get their start in soap operas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was also ranked number 5 on TV's 100 Sexiest Women of 2014.
She's on the list now.
I sincerely doubt that, but okay.
And yeah, she's been in a few things. So just she's working. She was on an episode of Grey's Anatomy once. She's been on CSI Miami once. So that's that email.
CSI Miami.
That's a rite of passage.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear Pepper and Greg's email.
All right. Because we have another email. We have a couple longer ones, which aren't top 5. We might have to save those. James and Pepper. Okay.
James and Pepper are a husband and wife who listen to us.
Oh, awesome. Shout out to James and Pepper.
And they recently partook in the grapefruit situation. Have you seen the grapefruit lady?
Mm-hmm. The video?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yes.
We talked about it, and I believe they are about it.
All right. All right.
They about it. About you about it, about it.
Right or right.
They about it, about it. They about it, about it.
Don't just talk about it. Be about it.
Okay.
James sent us an email. Hey, fellas, as promised via Twitter, I'm writing to give my 2-cent review of the grapefruit situation.
Yes.
First of all, thank you again. Now, I got to clear my throat for this. On the whole, I give the grapefruit 2 thumbs up.
There you go.
Awesome.
He's about it.
Because I'm a gentleman.
You about it.
That's as detailed as I will get. I will, however, warn that Grapefruit Lady is not tripping when she says to make sure the fruit is room temperature. Please heed this warning if you're going in with this method.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things she said. Concerning Denver, Dolph said that he believed... I guess he's sticking with Dolph. He believed
that
there was such a thing as N-word Hill.
There is. Isn't there?
I've spoken with some of my non-transplant friends here, both black and white, and none of them have heard of it. Maybe it's not in Denver. Honestly, the people group that is most affected here by racism is Mexican people and anyone who could be mistaken for Mexican. Of course. So I should.
What's the Mexican hate about?
Shouldn't get a tan and go there. Of course. Well, there's a ton of Mexican people there in Denver. Of course, I've been around racism against blacks as well, but by and large, white people hate on Hispanics. Dolph, I can't believe you dropped a Jim on me. I only have like 3 relatives that left to call me that. One of them is my age. He's from D.C. And whenever we speak on the phone, he drops Jim like every 2 minutes, SMH.
Aaron Jackson does a great joke about meeting a guy, and she was like, she was like, hey, what's your name? She's like, my name is Timothy, but you can call me Tim. She's like, right. No, I can't. No, I can't.
And then the next paragraph, James, get down to some business here. Lastly, I'd like to update you all on my progress with bringing you to the comedy club in Denver. Andy, my girl / contact, thinks you are a riot. Oh, all right. She saw a video that you posted on YouTube and said that she has started the wheels turning to get you invited. I have like 25 minutes on YouTube.
Yeah, you have much more than I do. It must probably be the thing about the atheist.
It might
be. Like a big bit for you.
Well, I got one that has 400,000 hits.
Yeah.
That's a religion one too.
Yeah.
She can check out all my videos. She thought I was a riot though. So
there you go.
And she said she has started the wheels turning to get you invited. Speaking of me. Well, all right. Thanks. All right. Dolph. Dolph, bruh, you have like no material online for me to point to.
I do have videos written off Terrence, but I only have a couple. I don't have a lot.
Yeah. If you do, holler at a brother and tell me where to find it. My
Booker's
promise.
Just go to YouTube and put in Randolph Terrence. Booker, listen, if you can't pick your spot off 3 minutes, nothing I can do for you.
Well, you do have a CD.
And that's another thing. Tell him to listen to Blue Magic on Spotify. It's on Spotify. Yeah, Randolph Terrence, Blue Magic. Go listen to Blue Magic on Spotify and understand something. I'm quantumly better than I was when I did that. So
in fact, Randolph.
I really don't do much of that material anymore.
Randolph spells it BLEW Magic. So yeah. That shit blue, compared to now.
And I love Blue Magic, and I'm going to probably do another one at some point. Bluer and Magicer. Bluer and Magicer.
Right.
More bluer, so, more magic.
Yeah, you don't have the YouTube presence, but you do have stuff available.
I have stuff available. I'm out there.
So James said, if you have some stuff, let me know. My promise is that you are funny aren't doing the trick so far.
Just go on Spotify and listen to Blue Magic.
Help me help you. Seriously, I'd love to see a 3GO show in Denver, including Tim. That would be awesome. Okay, one last thing. I want to encourage your listeners to use a tip jar. Pepper and I are going to try and give weekly. Well, that's ambitious.
Well.
As it makes us feel like
we can
be part
of... Isn't that going to cut into your grapefruit thing?
Grapefruits are expensive.
Give me that apple, please.
Grapefruit, an individual grapefruit is fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Out of season, it's like $2 for one blowjob. Pepper and I are going to try to give weekly as it makes us feel like we can be a part of your success. Black folks, you know we like to say, yeah, I knew them ninjas
win. I knew
win.
Them then.
Yeah.
Double down on that and be able to say, I helped them ninjas win. That's actually a very good point. All right, y'all, keep doing what you're doing and getting better at it. Thanks in advance for delivering more great shows. Holla. P.S. Pepper says to say hey and let you know that she'll be dropping a grapefruit review of her own, which she did.
Hey.
She hit us and she said hashtag slayed him.
Well, here's her.
This is a husband and wife, by the way, everybody.
Nice.
So I have no, you know. Yeah. Good for these two.
This is her email.
P.S. Just the sound effects from that video is.
Yeah. It's a little scary.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary. That's enough to make you go, hey.
Pepper says, hello, Andy, Dolph, Tim, and Sock Puppets. I've been listening to you guys almost as long as Jimmy has, so don't say Jim.
Jim.
But Jimmy's good. Of course, I've heard about your podcast through him. He would come home from a long day at work and end up on his knees laughing with tears as he tried to tell me about the latest episode he had heard that day. If someone makes my husband, a grown-ass man, laugh so ridiculously, it must be good. When I started listening, I was not disappointed.
You know she's been hanging around brothers a long time. Okay, we'll explain sock puppets in a minute.
Oh, yeah, great.
He's trying to be nice and write
sock
shit down.
Puppets are the guests. One of our listeners emailed us and said, and calls one of our guests a sock. One
sock
of our regulars,
puppet.
Like Romaine, was a sock puppet, whoever it was. And it stuck. I think she thought we were making fun of, like, we were not happy, but we liked it.
So
stuck.
Then I started calling people, now we said Sock Puppet Nation.
Yeah, and Haywood is sock puppet number one at the moment.
And he's leading. Yeah, he's leading the club.
AKA bottom puppet.
Yeah. Bottom puppet. That sounds like a prison name. Hey, little bottom puppet.
Pink sock puppet. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean.
Little bottom pink puppet.
He was supposed to be here with you today. It was supposed to be the two of y'all here today, but he's cheating on us with another podcast.
I told him,
I said, you looked in another podcast eyes?
That's what happened. You better drop your ass next time you see another podcast.
Let me ask you something. Does that podcast put you on the way we put you on?
This podcast ain't taking you places. This podcast ain't showing you things.
Do they buy you things, treat you nice, let you see the sights?
Do they protect you, Haywood?
Trying to get chose by another podcast.
When you out there on the street, do they protect you?
I gotta email my cousin Troy. Apparently Houston is flooding. Let me email him right now. Text him.
Well, do you want to wait before we hear the next paragraph?
No, go ahead. I can do both.
Pepper's next paragraph is the one. I would like to share my own review of the grapefruit.
Yes, please.
I know Jimmy wrote he was a gentleman and would not divulge many details. This is code for...
But I'm a whore and I'll tell it all.
We need details.
She said this is code for, I was hollering and glowed like a strobe light the rest of the night.
He's trying
to play it cool, like it was all right.
It was all right.
It was good.
Good stuff.
She says, I personally enjoy trying new things in the bedroom with my hubby and making him happy.
Good.
Gets my motor going as well. We will be partaking in the grapefruit in the future. Make sure you leave it out for a while.
Yeah.
And not just on birthdays or special occasions. I appreciate your podcast. And as Jimmy said in his email, we'll be contributing to the effort weekly. Remember us when you get famous-er. We will. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Grapefruit thing. The thing with the grapefruit video.
Yes.
She says, first of all, obviously keep it room temperature,
mm-hmm.
which some people keep their fruit out anyway. Some people put it in the fridge.
Right.
Also, one thing that gets lost with that, which I guess you can never do, she in the video says, surprise your man. So he comes in, you blindfold him. If he smells grapefruit in the air, you just tell him it's a new candle.
It's a new candle.
Yeah.
And then he won't know what's going on.
Damn Yankee.
Yeah.
So the element of, once you see the video, the element of surprise is gone.
Right.
But I guess it still does have you glowing like a strobe light. And also, to James and Pepper, there are other fruits in the citrus family.
Yeah,
there
are.
I mean, they're smaller. Usually our oranges might do it, but you can't do a lemon, probably. It's a little small.
No, it would be too small.
A lime.
If you could do a lemon, it's just sad.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah,
it's sad.
Hey,
you got a plum around?
Jesus Christ! Look at this.
Any grapes laying around?
This is fun.
What are you looking at?
It's Kermit.
Vincent Price
biting Vincent Price.
That's funny.
I love Vincent Price, dude.
Yeah.
After you know what, we should have opened up with Thriller.
Halloween. Yeah. Well, we got the Pearl Jam.
Sunday, we did the Pearl Jam. Yeah. So. I love Vincent Price.
So we have those emails.
What I've read about Vincent Price, he had a really good sense of humor about stuff like this.
Cool.
Deep, dark stuff.
We have an email from Herman, which we may get to. We might save it because it's a longer one. And then we also just today got two more emails.
I heard him binging in while we were sitting here. I thought I was hearing things binging.
One from Monique this morning. Monique's one of our regulars.
Nice.
And we also got one from someone else just now. Jindai? It's someone who has emailed us before.
Is he going to sing Classic Man for us?
I just fucked
I'm a classic man.
I just fucked up the name.
He would sent that to me. He was like, here's your song. I was like, oh, yeah, this is me.
it was Jen. It was Jen. That's the name that. That they signed on.
I think he kind of fucked himself though, because every time he leaves his house, he has to be dressed like that.
Right. You can never just have a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not being classic today.
Remember when Prince went to the.
But I'm moving my cousin today.
Prince went to the U.S. Open and he had on his Prince outfit, which was like white pants with the white Under Armour long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
With like the purple tunic on top of that. And the afro and the glasses, and he was sitting there with a cane.
Yeah.
And people were like, I can't believe he was dressed like that. I was like,
it's Prince.
He better be dressed like
that. That is Prince.
Because if I see him dressed any other way, I'd be like, what the fuck happened to Prince? If Prince showed up with like a Who Farted t-shirt and some jeans on, I'd be like, is Prince broke?
Cargo shorts.
Speaking of Prince.
See Prince and Kohl's walking around?
JCPenney
or something? Why is Prince in Burlington Coat Factory?
Did you hear
the Boy George thing?
Yeah.
I don't really buy
it. You don't buy it?
No.
Why not?
Why not? It's not the 80s.
It was the 80s.
It's not Prince fucking around with a dude. That can go either way for Prince. I don't believe Boy
George.
Do
better.
Oh, you don't believe that he hit it.
That's the thing. I just don't believe Boy George.
Boy George was high a lot.
I believe that any dude that Prince would fuck around with would keep his mouth shut. Through the end of time.
I mean, Morris did.
Yeah, through the end of time.
Jerome did.
I don't believe Boy George. I don't even hold it against Prince if he did.
George. It's expected.
I don't believe Boy George.
You know what's funny about Prince? It's like, he's my favorite artist, by the way. Yeah. But like, if he did, it's
the best concert I've ever seen.
Yeah. Like, if he did, like, it's like, okay, we could believe that.
Yeah.
Like, we wouldn't debate it. Like,
it doesn't bother me. And it doesn't. There's a lot of brothers. It don't bother us about Prince. Like, he's kind of like, I don't. Okay.
It's Prince. Like, the dude wore high heels for 20 years.
He banged out a lot of bad bitches.
And maybe some dudes.
And maybe some dudes.
You know, you got to mix
it
up sometimes.
Possible that he banged out some dudes.
Hey,
my guess would be that any dude he's banging out is keeping his mouth shut. That would be my guess.
Well, but Boy George, if this is true, kept his mouth shut for 30 years.
That's the thing. It's like, why now? Why are you just spewing this shit out? That's why I don't believe it.
Because no one cares about Boy George, sadly.
Exactly. I'm like, so maybe you're just throwing the shit out there.
Sam Smith is the new Boy George.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Prince already fucked him twice. At least.
And that was at the Grammys.
Three times. Twice in one night, and then the next morning.
But I mean, if you remember Boy George, like back in the early 90s, they had him propped up drooling in interviews because he was so high all the time.
Yeah.
He might not have clear memories.
That's a whole
nother thing. He doesn't seem like a stable person.
I was fucking Prince. You was fucking Willie from Round the Corner.
Right. So you kept calling him Prince.
You know, most of the songs that Culture Club had was about him screwing a drummer.
Yeah, that was his boyfriend.
Around. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite song from them is a song called Time.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, I really like that song. I think I'm going to buy it on Amazon right now. Were you looking up at the same time?
Wow, look at Andy.
No, I just pulled up Culture Club.
And that was the first song that came up. That's literally my favorite Culture Club song. Not Karma Chameleon or anything like that.
You got to think ahead when you're on this.
Do you really want to hurt? No?
This song. Time won't give me time. I'm about to buy it right now on Amazon.
Don't buy it.
Why? Why are you ruining me off?
Because that's... Oh, I don't know. I'm just a pirate, maybe.
I buy on... Yeah.
I like
see?
To support the
Yo
arts.
Ass. I support the
I
arts.
Just, no, I support artists I like.
I like that. I like them.
Oh, wouldn't buy it.
I guess it's called Time Clock of the Heart.
Yeah, that's what it is. Clock of the Heart. Time Clock. It's like the clock of your heart.
Because time won't give me time.
Wow.
Time makes love.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see Randolph right now, but he is went full homo right now.
You and me, we
well, when you listen to the boy George.
People listen. People on the podcast
listen,
know
hey,
that I run to gay music.
Hey,
I love gay.
Randolph
music.
Is seconds away from twirling in the middle of the floor. Where's the periscope right now? Oh my
Anybody
god!
Anybody who knows me knows I know love gay. I love gay music, man. And people say, can music be gay? If music can be black, music can be gay.
Yes.
And Culture Club wasn't. They were. Not niche.
No.
They were a mainstream
pop. They were mainstream.
They were.
They weren't like relegated to like
but gay. But now.
Right.
It is the soundtrack.
Now we know we're like, wait, but they were gay as shit.
Totally.
It could have been so much more. I'm about to.
You're getting sassy over here.
I'm about to say, I'm going to put both
Randolph,
hands
you're getting
up.
Real. Time Andy, he got both hands up in the air.
This
I think we're losing Randolph for a moment.
This is a regular occurrence of the podcast.
he is
I
getting
like
real
music, man.
He is getting real sassy over here.
Listen to the
oh my goodness.
To the depth of his voice.
What is happening?
Is the thing that gets me. Guys, a lot of these English singers are real soulful singers. Sam Smith springs to mind.
George
He's
Michael.
The new
George
boy, George.
Michael. Yeah.
George hey, Michael's wait a minute now. You better not talk about the great George Michael.
I'm not.
All black people love George Michael. When
we
he
do.
Came out with Father Figure, that was it.
He's the British Daryl Hall.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Andy, you're on one.
But if you look up Culture Club on YouTube, the first songs that come up, Karma Chameleon.
Yeah, that's
right.
Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
All the hits.
Ooh,
I'll Tumble For You.
I didn't like that one.
I'll Tumble For You.
Yeah.
What is he tumbling for?
That one was too gay.
That was too gay?
Yeah, even for me, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is
he
gay.
Tumbling? What is he tumbling for?
This is I'll Tumble
That's
For You.
I'll Tumble For
oh,
You.
Oh, no.
And I love horns, and I was like, this is too much for me.
This is like mariachi horns. It's a little how too...
How does the app work, the Amazon app, to buy something?
You just go to store and search for the song. I buy stuff.
I found it, but now what do I do?
Oh, you're
add
on.
To wish
you need
list?
The Amazon Music app,
not
just the Amazon app. Music app is a separate
just
app.
Put it in my.
Yeah, the
you just
the
log in on the
app
music
is app. Just the products.
The music app will handle all of your music needs.
I tumble for you.
You can buy Blue Magic that way.
Well, no,
nice.
You can.
Cop that,
James.
Get that Blue Magic in your life.
Miss Me Blind. I don't remember that song.
That's a.
I know
they
you
were,
miss me.
They were falling apart
I
at that point.
I know you miss me blind.
Oh, is that it?
That's a good song, by the way.
Let me see what that sounds like. See if I recognize
Miss
it.
Me Blind.
I know
I
you
watch
miss
commercial
me.
First.
Of course.
Gotta watch the new Seth Rogen movie for Christmas. Skip.
5, 4, 3, 2, bye.
That's the longest 5 seconds. This is Miss Me Blind.
I know you miss me.
Oh, I know this song.
I know you miss me blind. I know
you miss me. And twirl. And twirl.
This is he wrote the song to Prince. Hey, Prince.
T.
Or whatever your real name is.
That's why I just didn't buy it. I still don't buy it.
Such an 80s sounding song.
It is so 80s.
How to have fun in bed, do you, Prince?
It's funny because in this video, they have, for whatever reason, there's a guitar that they have set on fire.
That was a thing.
Almost
burning
like
burning instruments.
But almost
because
like a message to
everybody
Prince.
Everybody was flaming.
But what is Prince's signature instrument?
A good.
See this. I'm gonna back.
Well,
up.
Now wait a minute.
This video
now,
is full of
symbols. Prince plays more. He plays like 7 different instruments.
Right, but he plays guitar on stage. See, there's a guitar. It's not on fire right now. I know you miss me. He's saying right. right.
He plays a mean man horn.
He's saying, I know you miss me. They keep showing a guitar.
There's a good guitar breakdown in this song, I think.
And then
a lot of rhythms.
There's the guitar again. Someone's strumming the guitar.
Is that the lady from The Golden Child?
It could be.
It is.
And look, she sets it on fire. That's clearly a message to Prince.
I want the knife.
You're flaming.
I know you miss
me. He's on fire.
Yeah.
He's on fire. I know you flaming.
Yeah, he fucked Prince. It's pretty clear based on the video for Let's Be Blind.
It happened.
Andy has spoken.
It was the 80s. He could get away with it.
Yeah.
And somewhere Bruce Jenner was crying.
Yeah, because he couldn't come out.
He's like, I'm going to wait 20 more years.
20 more.
20 more years and I'll be free.
Time. Clock of the heart. God,
yeah, that's the one.
$1.29. I guess I'm going to do it.
See, that extra 30 cents makes a huge difference.
It does. Even when you're looking at price, when you're trying to buy music, and I'm saying, like, God damn.
$1.29.
I'm about to go rip this shit off YouTube.
What?
But then you get a lower quality rip.
You know what I do on YouTube? What I rip is I rip performance stuff. Because you can find really good live,
live
performance stuff that you can't buy.
Sidebar, have you ever seen the performance with Prince, James Brown, and Michael?
It's not that good.
He doesn't really do anything.
They don't do anything.
Well, he's high as hell. But,
he's shy, it looks like. Yeah.
No, he's high as hell.
He's shy. He's high as hell. He's
his
not
bodyguard carries him on his back. It's not that good. Dun, dun.
This is 16 million views on this video. This is Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I never
noticed. Which is about the drummer.
Hold on. I never noticed the blackface choir. Did you guys?
No.
Well.
No, Andy.
I'm going to ruin Culture Club for everybody. Let me know. It's different in Europe.
Are they black?
Just
look. Are they just black?
No.
You said blackface. Okay, wait for it.
You get ahead of it.
Wait for it.
Watch.
Oh shit, they all on it. What is that about?
What the fuck?
A message to Prince.
What
he's
is
trolling
that?
Prince. I don't know.
What is that? What is that about?
They got white gloves and shoe polish on their
now
faces.
Now that's like real Al Jolson blackface.
Mammy.
I love chicken on the WB.
You know the thing is, this is like the full video. Like when it was on MTV back in the day, it would just start right here.
Yeah, there's his boyfriend right there.
I never saw that part of the video when I was a kid. That first part where it was slow and the blackface.
Remember
people?
When you were a kid and you thought Boy George was a girl? Remember?
I think I always knew he was a dude. And
it was like, who is this girl boy?
When you're a kid, you just kind of accept what you're showing. I was like, okay, he's just a guy. His name is George. He just has long hair.
I used to work with this old black guy. He used to call him Sister Man. Who was that Sister Man?
What did he say when he saw RuPaul? Did his head explode?
It was old Sister Man.
Did his head explode when he saw RuPaul? Or did his dick get hard?
I think it was a little bit of both.
This video's in a courtroom.
He's like, that's a fine way to man it.
I think the jury is blackface.
What is going on?
They are in blackface. What is that?
This is very bizarre.
That's the director.
What is happening?
Now he's coming out of a pool.
That's the scene where they go into the water and they shoot it coming out of the water.
Yeah, and it's dry.
Why is it coming out of the water dry?
You know what? The first scene says something like 1896 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He's time traveling.
Yeah, I'm going to go
back. Yeah, it was 1936.
So he's the flamboyant Marty McFly. Okay. Because
then the next verse was like 1957. Yeah. So, yeah, this is...
looking like that in 36, he got killed.
It says, the Gargoyle Club.
Dead.
The Gargoyle Club, 1936. Soho, 36.
I remember listening to their...
There were just rows of blackface people.
And the guitarist.
In 1936. We weren't allowed in the club back
then. The guitarist saying... we're caught in a gay soap opera.
he was obsessed.
And his boyfriend.
Yeah, him and the drummer. He was like obsessed over the drummer.
Yeah,
and the
guitarist like
this whole song.
Gay soap opera.
Yeah, but this
music.
This particular song is specifically about him.
Yeah,
like the drummer didn't want to be bothered with him anymore.
Yeah,
he was like, dude, look, I like being in a band, but. I'm tired of all the butt stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, can we just play music?
No, we call it butt stuff. The butt stuff.
Can we just play music? I'm tired of the butt stuff.
We just got a tweet from Miss Pepper. I said,
yeah, she missed our meerkat.
I said, when nature calls, I said, she asked me, I said, no, we're not meerkatting today. My, our bad. I said, we are discussing your grapefruit love. She says she did the Snoopy happy dance.
Snoopy happy.
Now, because she mentioned that she was, she went and walked the dogs and
I think she works with dogs.
But she missed our meerkat.
Tell us what your, next time you email us specifically what your job is involving dogs.
But you can get meerkat on your cell phone. You can be walking the dog and watching a meerkat. Right?
Watching meerkat.
Unless,
yes,
well,
you can.
Unless you want to really focus on bonding with the dog. Yeah, when nature calls and the dog has to go out and
I think she works with dogs.
Okay. Well, there you go. So, next time we'll have to give more advance notice.
The reason I'm prepared to let you go. If it's wrong, you game music, man.
I can't
run
that.
It doesn't have enough. It doesn't have enough beat for me to run to it.
You can't twirl to this.
No.
It doesn't have enough beat for me to run to it.
You need Raining Men.
I run to that.
Yeah.
I do run to that.
And from it.
Either or. Either way.
Order.
Either way, I get a good workout. So, would you say it like that? Either way, I'm getting a good workout in. I'm either running to it or from it. Either way, I'm getting a good workout in.
So, we got emails from Herman, Monique, and Jen, which we may or may not get to at the end of the episode.
All right.
We don't want to fill up the episode. We have a short one this for Thursday, so we're already 45 minutes in.
We're 45.
Oh, wow. Time flies.
Time flies. I got to take my baby trick or treat.
I got to my list.
Oh, yeah. What is she?
What's your top five? You didn't give it yet. What is your top five?
Okay. I got a mixture of folks.
He's got pen and paper.
I do. Yeah. I whipped out the pen and paper
for
this.
He was writing.
And I had to X some people from it. They get honorable mention, though.
Right, right.
Okay. Number five. Okay. I don't know her name.
That don't count. Come on.
No, wait a minute. I don't know her name, but I saw a picture of it. I was like, she's freaking hot.
No,
it's Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son.
Oh, that's...
The young pictures of her?
Yeah.
I've seen those pictures.
LaWanda Page.
LaWanda Page.
Look up her comedy CD.
She is...
LaWanda Page. I'm actually going to look her up right now.
Oh, yeah.
When she was a young girl.
She had that flapper thing.
They uglied her up.
Yeah, like her, Betty White.
She wasn't.
Can get the
Betty White was. Yeah, Betty White was.
There's one
girl.
Picture floating around of Betty White and her ass, which is not actually her.
Yeah.
But there's other pictures of her when she was younger. That.
Yeah.
All right. So LaWanda Page.
Yeah, LaWanda Page.
That's interesting.
Someone already mentioned Jill Scott, but
she's got to be on there.
She got to be on
your list. Don't
she's
worry
my,
about what somebody else.
She's
mentioned.
My Thickums. She's my Thickums.
Okay.
Marsha Warfield.
Do you follow her on Facebook?
I do not.
Follow her.
Yes.
Follow. I'm telling you, dude. Follow her on Facebook.
Okay.
Her Facebook feed is so... Follow her.
It's bananas.
If you're out there and you believe in social justice, follow Marsha Warfield on Facebook.
She's getting back dabbling in stand-up again.
Yeah, she's going back to stand-up. Yeah.
Marsha Warfield. So
in Vegas, I don't know if she lives
Marsha
in Vegas.
Marsha Warfield was a brick house.
It's interesting. She don't like
so
you.
So the young Marsha, back when she had like the Queen Latifah
haircut.
Yeah,
like when Richard hit her, you know.
I guess this is a Night Court era picture of her.
No, not that. Yeah, that's
Before
Night Court.
That, actually,
no,
when
not
she had
that.
The little baby fro when she was on Richard Pryor's show.
The roast. Yeah, when she was on Richard Pryor's show. That Marsha Warfield.
Yeah. It's
kind of more like that.
Not
era.
Even that. Yeah. No, not
no,
even that.
She had.
You know what?
You got to go back to Marsha Warfield, Richard Pryor show.
I'll come back to that.
If you look at the Richard Pryor roast on this might be that era on YouTube.
Not even that.
She had like a little short fade.
All right. Well, there's not a lot of pictures of her from that. But
she
if you look on YouTube of the Richard Pryor roast, she's on that.
She's good on that, by the way.
Yeah, she was.
And then Pryor gets up and just roasts Paul Mooney mostly.
Yeah.
Lolo Jones.
Okay.
All right.
See that.
Okay.
Lolo Jones. Trollo Jones.
Trollo. Yeah,
she trolls people on the internet.
Trollo Jones.
At least you hope she's trolling.
Because she's
athlete.
Waiting to get the D.
Yeah.
Who else?
You only get five.
I'm only at three.
That's three.
Okay.
I'm only at three. Okay. She's a porn star. Okay.
All right.
Kitten. She's a bodybuilder now.
The anti-Lolo Jones.
Yeah. See, you got to diversify. Yeah.
What is her name?
Kitten. That was her porn.
I can't
name.
Just put kitten in.
You can't get a picture of kitten. Yeah, I'm gonna put kitten porn star. Porn.
But she's a bodybuilder now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, here she is.
Yeah.
This is probably her. Is that her?
That is her now.
Woo. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Total business.
Was that also her?
Yeah. Now, see, that was her before the bodybuilder.
Her Thickums face.
Yeah, that was the Thickums.
Start going to the gym.
You go to Thickums and then become, you know, you get it fit and, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of these bodybuilding pictures.
Oh, my God.
I just, you know what I Googled? Kitten porn star.
There you go. Andy knows it.
And I Googled kitten bodybuilder.
And, you know, the one I take home to mom.
R.I.P. to porn star formerly known as Kitten. That's
there
the first
you go. And Gabrielle Union.
She was on a lot of lists.
I know.
That's the one. You got to have one you bring home to mom.
Yeah.
Her and D-Wade ain't going to last.
Yeah, these kitten pictures. Yeah,
they
did,
are going to
last. She did change a lot when she started.
But she's not getting a kid, so.
Yeah, that girl is fucking.
Yeah.
Here's Kitten probably mid-transition to bodybuilder.
Yeah.
You can tell the same tattoo.
And as Thickums, yeah.
She's not as thick as some of the other pictures, but she's on her way back.
Uh-huh. That's my list.
It's a good list.
And what are the honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions. I got a throwback. Lena Horne.
Okay. Yeah, someone else said that.
I picked Lena Horne.
Yeah.
Lena Horne.
I picked Lena Horne.
Lena Horny.
That's another chick.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, that's right? Another chick. Another porn chick, Cashmere.
Yeah.
Randolph knows.
Tim and I have talked about Cashmere before on the podcast.
Yeah, those are my honorable mentions.
Cashmere is a beast.
Yeah.
Cashmere with a K.
Yes. So those are my honorable mentions.
She is a beast.
It's night and day for
a little
me.
Bit
you got Lena Horne
and Lolo
and Cashmere.
Yeah. You got Lena and Lolo. And you got Cashmere and Kitten. LL and KK.
There you go.
Yeah.
LL and KK. Those are my picks.
Cashmere is a beast.
Yeah.
Interesting list.
And Kitten should be number one because she can get it pre-bodybuilding and post-bodybuilding.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I'm going to show Andy Cashmere. They don't want to show me.
You need to show him a video.
They don't want to show me any images. We're not going to do that here, man.
Yeah, this is, your daughter's going to be walking into the door.
I'm interested to know your top five.
I've talked about this. I don't really have.
It's the same thing with the music you asked.
What are you saying? What are you saying, Andy? You don't have a top. You don't have at least five black chicks you wouldn't mind?
It's all Maya Angelou.
It's all Maya Angelou. Present day.
I rise.
Present day.
I still rise.
Maya Angelou currently. Maya Angelou 10 years ago.
Yes, it's all you porn with Cashmere. I can't get the images of her.
Cashmere porn.
She's not
Andy,
porn. Although
you mean
Nori
to tell
Davis
me.
Did put in my Instagram feed a picture of him and
I saw that.
That did
Lisa
Nayland
Ann.
Palin. Lisa Ann. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa Ann? Who's that?
Porn star. Lisa
she pops up at like a lot of
great
things
booty.
Now.
Here
great
we go.
Booty.
Didn't okay. she pop up with like some basketball player or something?
Well, she was
or football
banging
player.
Out a college, yeah. a college player.
College football
and good
player.
For him, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
good for him.
Yeah. Is it, was it Lisa Ann Russell?
No, just Lisa,
Lisa
Ann.
Ann.
Put Lisa Ann Nalen, A-N-A-L-I-N,
oh, she does the Palin.
Yeah,
yeah.
Palin.
She does the, she's the one that did that Palin
or
video.
Just put Lisa Ann Palin.
Puts on the.
She was the one who talked a lot about racism in the porn industry. She's been very vocal about that.
Hmm.
About how racist the porn industry is. Because she now has her own production company that she does. And she was saying like
I think I put in the wrong thing. These are
try,
just
try
these
it.
Are just porns of
that's
Sarah,
her.
That's her?
See. Yeah.
Is she black?
No, she's white.
She's a white chick. Yeah, that's her.
She has a great booty. She does a She was saying how the porn industry is very, very racist. Like they have all these different tiers of scene that the girls will do. And the top tier is you start off doing your own masturbation scene, then you do a girl-girl scene, then you do a girl-guy scene, and then the scenes get more and more deeper and deeper and deeper. And then the bottom line is you end up fucking black dudes.
That's
wow.
When, that's like
that's like then that's at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah,
but don't you start off like a fluffer or something like that?
Yeah. Well, no. This is for people who do scenes. who are in scenes.
Oh,
it's kind of like,
you know, you be a fluffer and I be a fluffer. You know,
yeah.
That you start at the bottom. The bottom for a
start
guy
the bottom
is
now
fluffer. Yeah. Maybe you get into doing talent. You know.
How do you get promoted? Yeah, this is like,
you got to be able to keep your dick, you be able to keep your dick hard at all times. That's like
Viagra.
The thing.
Come on, these dudes are all
and
on
now
on
because
the pills.
Of Viagra, you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, these
anymore.
Dudes are all pilled up.
You don't have
you know?
To have that Ron Jeremy skill. This
Which
dude
means
could
that
call
there are,
his cum shot.
Like boom.
There are like probably grizzled veterans. Like, man, these kids today, man. Like,
yeah,
I used to do that shit normal, man.
Now. That's fun. That would make a funny skit.
Yeah,
I remember back in my day, I used to on the spot.
I know who to cast for it too. who's the cat that does?
That would be hilarious.
He does improv here. Oh, I can't think of his name.
Shawn Michaels?
No,
Shawn Westfall.
He's friends with them. He's a heavier white cat.
Stevie Nicks?
No, because he's older. And he's been doing improv for a while. He runs a show. Pete Bergen.
Oh, okay.
That's the guy
he's
to pass
like
for
our age. He's
yeah,
older,
that's
man.
The guy to pass for. We're older, dog. It's hard to tell you.
But then when you say older, you mean older than you.
No, not older than us.
Okay. So that's what I take older.
That's hilarious.
So she does these, and she'll meet with a girl, and she'll be like, hey, do you want to, I want you to do the scene. And she's like, well, is the guy black? And she's like, I don't know. Are you racist? Because I haven't even thought about casting a guy across from me yet. Also, Lisa Ann says she is artistically inclined. So she's like, when she does scenes, she likes the way black skin looks against white skin just on the camera. She's like, it looks a certain way. Or. In the case of
because that's what people
Jasmine
are looking for.
Cashmere, it's like the dark skin against the light skin.
Right.
But Jasmine's,
I see what you're saying.
But Jasmine's not white. But you put the skin against the skin, it looks a certain way.
Hey,
like,
but it's all pink. Boom.
Yeah. What are you doing? You know. But then there's a lot of hoes. Alexa Texas ain't never done nothing with black dudes.
Or what's her name? Isn't Jameson.
Who? Jenna Jameson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that a thing where it's like when they're later in their careers and they can't make money? It's like a stripper working on
Nina
Monday.
Nina Hartley. Yeah.
It's like a stripper working on Monday afternoon. Like, well,
that was
all I
the
get.
Greatest. Did you ever see the stripper thing on HBO where they profile strippers?
The older strippers. No.
It's so good. It's so good because they start with a stripper at the beginning of the game. They start with a stripper who's in the middle of the game. And then they start with the stripper who's at the end of the game.
Old and hanging on.
And that's where the story's at.
Yeah.
The one who's at the end. It's fantastic. She was in Vegas.
Really?
Working in Vegas.
She's auditioning because you have to go audition for strip clubs. Yeah. And they're only given like a Monday afternoon or
something.
They
would give her Monday afternoon.
She'd be just by her, like two dudes in there eating wings and her just stripping.
I did a show for the Playboy Channel when I was in Vegas.
Did you? In Vegas?
Yeah, they was taping the show for, I don't know if it ever got aired, but it was a pilot for strippers in Vegas.
Yeah.
And so we had a bunch of fake bills. This is how cheap I am. I was stingy with the fake bills. Like, you gonna work? And the chick was like, you know this is fake money, right? I was like, no. You're going to work for that.
I'm a method actor.
I'm in character right now.
Right. Yeah, I'm not just going to hand you over a Monopoly 50.
His Monopoly money.
Hand you all these ones.
His Monopoly money. You out your fucking mind.
You want to work for this.
Your fucking
She's
mind.
Like, dude, it's fake money. I don't care.
It's real to me.
You better get to dancing.
Twerk something.
You better get to dancing. I'm about That's to put crazy. A. I just thought about this. I didn't put up a thing to the comics in the area.
Oh, about the open mic tonight?
Attention.
I'm going to do it during the podcast.
Yeah, because I guarantee you there's going to be people who showed up like, what happened?
Well, I got an email today from someone who's in from out of town. I was like, hey, are you doing the open mic tonight? And I was like, no, sorry. Because it's Halloween night.
Yeah.
And there's Halloween parties, and people that aren't going to come to an open mic, a late open mic especially, they're going to be out partying and shit. So
making bad decisions.
But there are going to be desperate comedians who are like, I need stage time. And they show
they
up
can't
like, what
get
the
candy.
Fuck, man. I thought you canceled the show. You didn't
it
tell
sucks.
Anybody.
I can't get any candy. I can't get any stage time.
Yeah, they
My mom kicked me out because her boyfriend's over there.
Keith is there.
Keith.
I don't want to
stupid
Keith.
Keith is over there.
Fucking Keith, man.
You better hope it's Keith and not Keith.
He always come over with his Toby Keith album.
Because if it's Keith, you gonna have a problem, son.
I'm out of here, mom.
You will come 28 in years one, old. You will walk in the kitchen right. one morning.
He's storming out.
You walk in the kitchen, he can be standing there cooking bacon naked. But, that's how yep. Keith does it.
You want some bacon, boy? Come on over here, get some bacon.
Reach down over there and get some bacon. You want some bacon, boy? Well, I used to live at home. You're 30 years old. How's that comedy dream working out for you, boy?
That's something I want to talk about with y'all.
Hey, do something with your life, son.
What do I have up here? Keith. Oh, the thing about the unobstructed view. We can just do a touch on it briefly.
Yeah, where are you, Ryan?
Yeah, oh, that's nice. So we talked about on the last show about... Kirk Cousins, who's gonna take the Redskins to the Super Bowl.
Hey, obviously. Man, they won four games all of last year, and they've already won three this year. So
that dude can't take them to the Super Bowl on Madden.
Yeah, he's gonna take people to the Super Bowl, obviously.
Oh Lord,
he had a great game. We talked about this.
Yes, he did.
He played a shit team, but his team was down, and he brought him back, and he won the
24
game.
24-0.
And that's what you're supposed to do against bad teams. You're supposed to win. And he did. He won. I don't fault him for that.
Also, the typical story is that he throws a terrible interception at a terrible time, and he didn't.
He didn't do that because I thought, I was like, here it comes.
Come back.
So Rex Grossman.
Game winning. Yeah, Rex Grossman was big on that. Tony Romo does that shit all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and Kirk Cousins. So, at least for once, he didn't have that happen. What is that?
It's a video for This Is How You Back Your Friend's Beef. Look, look, look.
What is this? Is this on Facebook?
Watch.
Is this a real video?
Yeah.
That wasn't a camera trick right there? No. The drop kick? Holy Whoa. Shit.
Watch this happened? Kid catch his friend's back.
Wow, that was very WWE. That dude just came out of nowhere.
His boy. Boom!
That's a friend. Anybody that could come out of left field and drop kick somebody.
That is hilarious.
Listen, I've always wanted to drop kick someone.
That's Tim's great goal in life is to jump up, pull his knees into his chest, and kick somebody in the chest. Kick somebody in their chest.
Good goal.
But as we know from wrestling, if you miss, it's the most painful thing ever.
Yeah. So but if you don't miss.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you hit, the fall doesn't hurt.
No, it's not about the fall hurting. If you land flat on your back, you disperse the force out.
You got to get a running start.
But you have to land flat.
But the guys who miss would land the same as the guys who hit. But then they pop up.
Because the guys who miss are actors.
Right.
And they know how to act. They didn't know how to land.
It didn't make sense. It was like, okay, so you kicked the guy and you landed and you're fine. But then you missed the guy. And you landed. Now your back is fucked up. Like they hold their lower back, back of their hand against their lower back. You can't soothe yourself with the back of your hand anyway.
Will you quit dissecting wrestling like this?
I don't understand all the adults in my life who like wrestling still to this day. Like all these fucking posts on Twitter and Facebook about
bring your knees up to your chest, both knees,
wrestling event.
Roll in the air and kick somebody in the chest with the flat part of your feet.
Everyone should kick. Drop kick someone at least once in a
that game. And jump up in the air and elbow somebody on top of their head.
That sounds painful. Yeah.
On top of their head. So Kirk did well. He did well. He won the game. He did well. A guy wrote an article. As those who don't know, there's been a lot of things swirling around about race brought about by a Bomani Jones. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Race baiter.
We've already talked about that.
Race hustler.
But another gentleman, a white gentleman, wrote an article that said, Unobstructed View, let's actually talk about race in sports. The crux of his argument was, quit discounting these black people who are saying these things. Quit automatically saying, oh, race has nothing to do with it. Quit automatically saying that. Listen to the things they're telling you. The reason why he's able to write that is because he's Jewish.
Jews are good writers.
Yeah, well, that too. They're good writers.
I thought you were getting at that. Okay.
They're good writers. They make money.
They're good at business.
They're good businessmen.
Right.
They run the entertainment industry.
They pretty much run everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Generally, aren't big in sports.
Not in sports.
Not so much.
Not now.
Good
they
sports
used to
managers.
Be.
They used
to,
run the
to
NBA.
Be. They
NBA
used to
was
be
full of juice.
Big in sports.
Yeah, but now, yeah, now they're just the agent.
Boxing, Asian, and NBA, basketball, baseball. They used to be huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge juice.
Yeah, and then they fell off. And then they fell off, and he wrote a long article about that in the
Washington City paper.
Washington City paper, and it's a good article. And he was saying how, you know, he was basically talking about, we talked about also Tom Lavero and Kevin Sheehan just automatically dismissing Bomani Jones. You can't automatically dismiss. Whenever somebody automatically dismisses race out of something, I'm immediately suspicious of them. I'm just immediately suspicious of them. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you doing that? You just refuse to see it. I don't like that person immediately. I'm like, I don't. What do you mean it has nothing at all to do with that? Clearly, it has something to do with
because that. Because they think you're calling them a racist.
And calling you a racist. And I am now.
That's the thing about it. It was funny. Like, you know, I'm clearly a racist, but don't you dare call me one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even saying you're a racist. What I'm saying is there's unconscious racial bias that you don't even realize you're applying. Well, I don't know. That's why it's called unconscious racial bias. Mm-hmm. That's why, because you don't realize you're doing it.
Well, they take it personal.
Yeah.
You're well, they don't, you know, it's not when someone says,
bitch.
When someone says, you know, the system is racist.
Oh.
Or this element of society is racist. What the individual hears is, you call me a racist?
Yeah.
So they're answering a question that wasn't asked or reacting to something that wasn't asked. No one said, you're a racist, Kevin Sheehan. He said the general tone of the coverage of RG3 is racist, and then, you know, Kevin Sheehan or Tom Lavera is like, call me racist? Well, no. I mean, you're part of the media, I guess, you know, so there it's just taking it personal.
Like, I'm not racist. The guy who picks up my dry cleaning is black.
Yeah. The guy that works for me is black.
And he usually does a pretty good job.
And I like him.
The nanny that babysits my kids is black.
And I like him. Like, he don't like you.
I mean, she's from Barbados. Does that count?
He don't like you.
Right. Does that count? I don't know.
She's from the same place Rihanna's from.
And he don't like you.
That's my top five. My top five black women: Rihanna, the nanny that takes care of my kids.
Because the other one,
the other black chick that takes care of.
Yeah, the wife of the guy who picks up my dry cleaning. That's another one. That Metro bus driver. She's cute.
And Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima, last but definitely not least. Aunt Jemima. You know, you take a black woman, you put aunt in front of her name, she automatically gets hot.
Right.
She turns a 6 to an 8. Just put aunt in front of her name.
Oh, Aunt Jemima. Jeez.
So I found it, you know, it's just the lack of, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it. I hate that. I hate that. I hate it. Hate it. Like, you're the reason why it keeps going, because you have no desire to even address it. You have no desire to even recognize what's in you. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm not even saying you're consciously doing that. I'm saying that it's a part of the system that you grew up in. And unless you address it, the system's not going to be changed. Can you teach to your kids?
Right.
And I don't want you teaching to your kids, because your kids know my kid.
Yeah, that's the only thing I give a shit about. You know, but that's... Well, my daddy did it.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, he had that one friend, Earl.
Yeah.
He was always
Earl wasn't his friend. Ask Earl if Earl hated your daddy.
Me and Earl got along. We went to the movies together.
Earl couldn't stand your daddy's guts.
What is it, Earl racist or something?
Yeah. Earl used to fix my cars and mop my floors.
Earl didn't like you at all. So by the time this podcast comes up, they'll be getting ready to play the Patriots. They're about to get their asses kicked.
Thoroughly. You thought the Dolphins got smashed.
Yeah.
Well, I guess in fairness to the Redskins, everyone's getting their asses kicked by the Patriots this year. There's no,
and that's what they'll say.
But you know what?
That's what everyone
you know
should
what?
Say.
They're going to do the same thing they did that year they went undefeated.
Beat everybody 52-7. And
yeah,
then lose.
And then lose to the damn Giants.
It's always the fucking Giants. A 500
and they'll lose to the damn Giants again.
Yeah. Well, that year, Eli. I remember that year when they went undefeated, the Redskins played them that year as well. And that was the year Sean Taylor died, actually.
Wow.
It was seven. But this was before Sean Taylor died. It was because there was like, oh, man, we got – like we had a secondary that was like really strong. I think Sean Taylor –
yeah, it was a strong team that year.
I think Sean Springs, two cornerbacks that were like really great. And so people were like, man, the Patriots, they're running through all these teams. And then, oh, look at the head on the schedule next week, the Redskins. You know, the Redskins are not as good a team, but – they have a great secondary because Tom Brady had like all these receivers, Randy Moss. And, like, so this is going to be a real test for the Patriots because they're going to go up against maybe the best secondary they've seen.
No.
They fucking crushed the Reds. It was not. Like, people had their hopes up like, man, Sean Taylor is going to level Randy Moss and all this shit. And it was such a blowout. It was pitiful.
No.
It just doesn't happen. I think that was in New England too. Like it was just sad. It's always sad. When the Redskins lose, it's always in such a sad way. It's never just like a hard-fought loss.
Like, you know, all they sponsors, like Papa John's, just close early. Can't get no pizza or nothing.
Can't get
I know, we're close hour
shut
early.
Shut it down. Turn off the grill.
That free taco.
Turn off shut it oven. Down. Shut it down, Earl.
Turn off the oven. We're going home tonight.
That's Earl back there. He's my best friend.
He's my best blackest friend.
Me and Earl.
Where are we at now?
We're an hour 10.
Well, let's talk about something that's near and dear to our heart. It's the comedian who steals Cosby's jokes. Greg Fitzsimmons.
He's a good comic.
He is a good comic.
He has a good podcast.
He's doing a thing now where he has decided that he is going to take back Bill Cosby's jokes.
From who?
Right. Who's? No one else is. Bill Cosby still has his jokes. Yeah.
I want to hurt him. I want to do what crowds have done by abandoning him, by taking away the thing that's probably most precious to him, which is his material.
No, I think his roofies are more precious.
Yeah.
I think he probably guards those more than he guards
his
material.
There are a fair few rules inside of comedy. If a joke is funny, it's funny. You simply let the blogs explain why it's problematic and all tomorrow's things. But one thing that has held up is a provision against lifting other people's materials. It's something we've still come to head over the summer in the sad case of Josh the Fat Jewish Ostrowski, internet humorist who was roundly and rightfully taken to task. Okay, what's happening is this gentleman, Greg Fitzsimmons, who's a good comic.
Yeah.
He's a real good comic, Greg Fitzsimmons. He has decided that he is going to, he's a fan of Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby's a rapist, allegedly.
Betrayed. Yeah.
And he has decided that he is going to start doing Bill's jokes on stage to, I don't know.
What? Why?
Reclaim them?
Reclaim them?
Reclaim
well,
them
he
from
said,
what?
He's got quotes in there. He wants to. He said it's the thing that would hurt Cosby the most. He wants to personally hurt Bill Cosby for having done this to these women. I don't know. It's kind of the rationale doesn't quite add up to me.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
He went up at, he started in the Stress Fracture in New Brunswick, which is kind of a rowdy club. And I was starting at doing a bit, the Dennis bit, because I figured this is his most famous bit. My intention was to go as far as I could without before someone yelled, hey, that's Cosby. And no one said it. That's because a lot of the young meatheads in New Jersey don't know that that's a Bill Cosby bit.
So it looks like it was kind of an organic thing. Like he was like, let me troll the audience a bit. Let me see if they know that I'm doing a Bill Cosby joke.
So I got
and we'll
like,
have a funny moment.
I got through like half the bit before I finally said, do you guys have any idea what I'm doing right now? Then I said, this is a Cosby bit. And I said, I figured I might as well do it because I don't think he's got enough time to sue me right now. Did he get a laugh? Oh, it killed. Of course it killed. It wasn't just laughter, but people were nodding their heads and smiling. I think there's frustration that this guy's obviously guilty of one of the most heinous crimes you can perpetrate, times, 40, and this bullshit statute of limitations keeps from being prosecuted. So I think there's this feeling of, how can we hurt this guy? His live shows, I think they're eviscerated at this point, so that part of him is over. He's still got this body of work, so how can we cheapen that somehow? How do you dilute that? I want to go wide with it until every comedian just go on stage and do a Cosby joke. Just take it, take your favorite joke, and take it and do it. That's bullshit. It's bullshit all the way through.
Well, hold on. So he says he's lost the live show.
Mm-hmm.
He's lost, obviously, his credibility and some fame and all that.
Mm-hmm.
How can we hurt him more?
Yeah.
I know what I'll do. I'll start doing Bill Cosby's jokes, which then he determines hurts him. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that hurts.
It doesn't.
At the Stress Factory in New Jersey.
Well, at any club, but also he wants other comedians to do it. Like he's encouraging other people to go up on stage and do Bill Cosby's jokes.
I think that's...
Which for a lot of comedians means you got to go buy one of his albums, which means you're helping him. But you're doing... like I don't see how that okay, loss of fame obviously hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Loss of credibility obviously hurts. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be jail time, but there might be a civil suit maybe from a more recent case. Loss of money obviously hurts. Right. Very tangible. What does doing his jokes do other than help foster a climate in which people can rationalize doing another comedian's jokes if they feel there's a good reason to do that, which means that any hack could find some other justification. This guy was an asshole to me once. I'm going to do his jokes, you know?
I think that sends a very bad message. That sends a bad message among comics that if there's someone who's in a public eye that's in a scandal that the public don't like.
Right.
If we ridicule this person enough, we can just take his material.
And we can do whatever we want. And
yeah, we could take, not only can we take it, but we can take it.
She's home, the daughter.
We could take it and do whatever we want with it. And I think that's a bad message because what that does, opens the floodgates.
Right, it's a slippery slope. Like,
yeah, it opens the floodgates for a bunch of hack comics.
What if it's less heinous than Cosby? If it's just something where the guy was just an asshole or something, it's like, well, I know how I can get it back. I'm going to do his jokes. And then that's maybe a touring comic who still needs those jokes.
Right.
You are hurting his livelihood by doing his jokes. Oh, he's coming here next week? Let me do his act this week.
Now, then also the other thing to that is, you know, even with all the allegations, has yet to be convicted of any of this stuff.
Well, he can't be because of the statute of limitations.
Right.
Well, he talked about Mencia. You want other comics to do it. Yeah, the funny part is that it really started with Carlos Mencia inadvertently, not to defend Carlos, but he did it to Bill Cosby about 7 or 8 years ago. This is a really famous routine about raising your sons to play football, coaching them, going to every game. Mm-hmm. He catches and he says, hi, Mon. Carlos did it for a beat and then literally ended Carlos's career. It didn't end Carlos's career. He went from a guy who was playing 10,000, 15,000 seat arenas to a guy who was playing 500 seat clubs. It didn't end his career.
Right.
The idea came up on my podcast with Mike Gibbous that Carlos did it. Looking back, I'm glad because I thought, hey, we should do that. That's bullshit. Carlos had no idea at the time. Carlos was just stealing a joke. You know what? If it did end Carlos's career, it should have. Good.
But I'm glad it did. But what he's saying is,
it didn't, but I'm glad it did.
What he's saying is Carlos Mencia did another comedian's joke and it ended his career. I'm going to do another comedian's joke. Like, how do those dots connect?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get first of all, how do you do another legendary comic? See, and that's the thing. Cosby is not like a new comic. You know, this guy is legend.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? He has albums. You're doing bits that...
And his signature bits.
Yeah, they're signature bits that you're going to do that somebody's going to recognize and know, hey, wait a minute. And then you're going to try to get other people to campaign.
Well, you're going to hope that people buy your rationalization where, like, I'm doing this because I'm trying to...
I don't get the end game.
Reclaim... Because people, you know what it is? People feel like they own your art. Like when a band puts out... I remember Pete Townsend talking about this with The Who. They started putting their songs in commercials a few years back.
Right.
And, of course, all the fans are like, you sold out. You're selling out. You're putting your songs in commercials. You're selling out. And I saw an interview with him. He was like, no. These songs don't belong to you. They're my fucking songs. I wrote them. I'll do what I want with them. And I decided to put them in this Cadillac commercial or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Or the opening to a CSI show. And a lot of people who receive your work do feel a certain level of ownership over your work.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of that thing where it's like, for Fitzsimmons, like I was a fan of Cosby. And I feel this bit somehow belongs to me in a sense. And I'm going to take it back.
The Dennis bit doesn't belong to you.
So it's the same mentality. It's like I'm going to reclaim.
And I'm
going to
hurt him.
Yeah, well, because he hurt me because I liked him so much and he turned out to be a rapist.
So you're boo-boo about it, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, it just seems stupid to me. Like, first of all, you're an established comic. You're spending time and energy, you know, rehashing material that's already been put out there, you know, and it comes off hacky. Yeah. You're not hurting Cosby.
No.
Right.
You're not hurting Cosby, and you're not hurting his fan base by doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and then to try to get other comics on board with it, it's like, dude, come on.
And it's just it's a
waste of time.
Like when you said, I mean, Bill Cosby has been convicted, but he basically has been convicted in the public eye. But the next guy who comes along and does something, they're not. There's no standard. Like, well, what is the standard where we can start doing someone's jokes now? Like, that doesn't make sense. Like,
right.
The next guy, let's say he got a DUI. Like, I don't like that. It's a bad role model. Do his jokes.
Okay.
What does that even mean? You know, what are you getting from that?
Right. And so my thing is this, from a consumer standpoint, if Greg Fitzsimmons is your favorite comic and you want to see him in your town and he comes to town and he's doing nothing but 45 minutes worth of Cosby joke.
What's the point?
How do you look at him further from that? It's like, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
What's the point?
I personally would not see it as, wow, man, he made it so I can enjoy Cosby again. I would see it as, number one, why am I hearing Bill Cosby jokes? I don't want to hear Bill Cosby's jokes. He's a rapist.
I want to hear Greg Fitzsimmons jokes.
Are you preserving it?
Yeah.
I want to hear Greg
Is that your sick way of preserving the material?
But it's already out there.
Greg Fitzsimmons is a good comic. I want to hear what Greg Fitzsimmons has to say.
I came to see Greg Fitzsimmons.
You're not a bad comic. You're a good comic.
Exactly.
So what are you doing?
And he's not doing 45, but even if he does five, it's like...
Five is too many.
That's too many.
One bit is too many.
But that's my whole point. Like, what is your end game to this madness? Like, it's a goose chase that goes nowhere.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're wasting time and energy on a notion that may have sound good in your head.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to get everybody.
I don't even understand how it sounded good in his head. I really don't. I'm like, how did you leap to this?
But like I said in the beginning, you're just like much all of us, you know, are affected some kind of way because we all like Bill Cosby to a degree, whether you're a fan or not, you admire him for the stuff that he's done throughout the years. But okay, so you're hurt by it. Now you're going to take this bizarre route that can possibly alter your own career.
Yeah.
And it leads nowhere. It's
and
a
then,
road.
Yeah. And then
that leads nowhere.
The artifacts of that going forward is if you convince people that it's okay to steal jokes under circumstances that you deem appropriate, then all you're doing is giving people, empowering shitty comics in the future to say, well, I think I should steal this other joke because ...
Yeah. So God
forbid. I got a speeding ticket one time.
Right.
So, I'm taking his joke.
Right. He was an asshole to me in a green room once.
Yeah,
right.
So I'm going to take his joke.
So now here's the slippery slope to that. God forbid Fitzsimmons himself get caught up in a scandal.
Yeah.
Who's to say that the next guy won't, you know...
Reclaim
his catalog.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
reclaim something that you never owned.
Right.
Yeah,
so
it's not yours to own.
It's not your America, Columbus.
You liked it, but you didn't. you don't own it. People did that with the Beastie Boys. Same shit. They did it with the Beastie Boys. The Beastie Boys reissued their album. They took the Paul Revere. Was it Paul Revere?
Paul's Boutique.
That's what I did with a wiffle ball bat.
Yeah.
A girl got raped with a wiffle ball bat, and the guy kept chanting those lyrics.
Yeah,
it's like that affected them, the Beastie Boys.
Right,
like we don't want to. We're going to.
You don't want to associate.
Stephen King did that with one of his stories. He has a story called "I Have the Balkman Books." Stephen King wrote a bunch of books underneath a pseudonym, Richard Balkman.
Mm-hmm.
Because Stephen King wanted to see if he could become famous if his name wasn't Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote these books.
Did it work?
He wrote four. They were okay books. They're good books. Don't get me wrong, because they're Stephen King books.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have his name attached to it. So he wanted to see if they would sell. And he wrote one about a kid who goes into a school and shoots up a school.
Wow.
And it's a deep psychological story. And he was found out by a guy who was like, this is written a lot like the way Stephen King writes. And the guy did a little research and figured it out.
It was him.
He figured it out with Stephen King. Point is that Stephen King, once the school shooting starts, Stephen King got all the original, got a lot of the Bachman books and pulled that story off. You don't own that story. I own that story. I wrote that story. It's mine. I don't want it out there. People were mad at him. Now, I have the original four Bachman book stories. So I have the story, the original story. I found it in a thrift shop.
Mm.
You can't find it in an old new bookstore. If you go buy the Bachman books now, it's not in those stories anymore.
Can't find
it's
it. They're the not running, reprinted.
The movie The Running Man, where they say, Stephen King's story, The Running Man. That's a Bachman book where he wrote that as Richard Bachman, The Running Man. And The Running Man was probably the biggest one. There's another one where The Longest Walk. That's another good story. And stuff like, and he's like, he pulled them because it affected him.
Yeah.
It's his story. He gets to decide.
Right. You don't get to decide.
You don't get to decide that.
Yeah.
He gets to decide. It's my art. I created it. I get to decide.
But that it also shows like a certain level of arrogance too.
Of course.
That you feel like, okay.
Yeah. It's my place to do this.
Yeah. I'm going
to
take it among myself to take this comedic legend material because he's done this heinous act that, by the way, hasn't been convicted for.
Troy said, are your parents okay?
Yeah, but he did it. He did that shit.
Yeah, it's like, dude, but here's the thing. Even if he was, let's just say if he was convicted of
it. It still doesn't
make it. That still doesn't make it right for you as a working comic to say, I'm going to take this guy's stuff and do it at my shows.
Right.
If I was a fan of his, and he's a great comic, I agree with you.
He's a good comic. He's a great comic.
But I would not see him. I would not support him just for that simple fact because you're running, you know, with a flag with no destination.
Well, hacking is a cardinal sin in comedy.
Yeah.
And people try to rationalize it in any number of ways. And there's no rationale, none whatsoever.
You know? So there's no justification for being a hack ever.
Right. Right. And so this is the ultimate test of that.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't get it. It doesn't. There's no empowering of the jokes. There's no returning them to any good place.
It's no end to it.
It's just attention getting, if anything.
No, and that's all it really is. Is I'm going to do this guy's jokes. Hey, I'm gonna reclaim. Shut up. Just shut up.
Someone should ask Greg, is he having a writer's block right now?
Yeah.
Are you just tired of
can work through
thinking
it.
Of stuff?
Don't worry.
You know, it'll take a month away. Off or something, you know.
Yeah, it'll go away.
Don't do that.
Just work through. Where are we at?
Hour 26.
Yeah, let's bring it home.
We gotta wrap this up.
Bring it home on that. Thanks, guys, for coming in with us today. We want to thank Greg for sitting in with us. Give it to him, baby.
Hey, listen, y'all can catch me, GregStevensComedy.com. The new DVD is available, 50 Shades of Black Mayonnaise. Disclaimer, it is not an adult film. It is a stand-up comedy DVD packed with a lot of hilarious contents. If you go to the website, you can purchase it there. You can catch me on Twitter, Black Mayonnaise, BLK, Mayonnaise with two N's. I'm also on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
And I'm on Instagram, same Black Mayonnaise. Y'all can catch me on Instagram as well. But do check it out. Go to GregStevensComedy.com. I have a gig coming up in a couple of weeks. November 14th, I'll be in South Hill, Virginia.
Why are you so slow?
I don't know. I went to a broadcasting school once.
Columbia?
Once long
was
ago.
Was it Columbia Broadcasting School?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I would have gone to that school if I had known.
Coming up in the next
hour. By the time I got ready to go to it, this shit was closed down.
Yeah, and then to show a guy with like headphones on at a construction site. he's working the knobs on the mixer.
Yeah, but y'all check me out, GregStevensComedy.com.
Cool.
I will be at Russ Green's show at Impala. On November 11th, I believe it is. I'll double check that. It's not on my website
good
yet.
Good show,
I'm
by
lazy.
The way, if you haven't done it yet.
Come out to that. And then, I don't know. I don't really have anything else of note coming up, but there's something for you.
Sweet.
And I got nothing. Don't worry. I'll let you know when I got something coming
up. You got
up.
Laundry.
Yeah, I got laundry.
I'll be doing Bill Cosby's act tonight.
Yeah, I will be doing Bill Cosby's act.
It's Halloween, so
I'll do Red Fox.
I will be doing Bill Cosby's act. Listen, people, thanks so much for coming in with us. We appreciate you guys as always. Be sure to review and rate us and review us on Stitcher, iTunes, everywhere you're at. There will be a place where you can do it. Do it.
Yeah. We got some emails we didn't get to. We'll cover them next week.
We'll try to get to them.
And we'll figure out how to get all the emails in.
Keep emailing us. Yeah. Keep letting us know. Show you love. If you want us at a spot, just find a venue. Tell them you want us to come. We will come. It's going to cost you a little bit, not a lot.
Not you personally.
Cost you a little bit. Not you, but it's going to cost a little bit.
I mean,
bit.
If you want to play your basement, then you can put up the budget for that. But
and that is about it, I think. Thanks so much for coming to us. As always, we had a great time with you guys today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We enjoyed bringing it to you guys. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And same as we had Mr.
Greg Stevens in the building.
Greg Stevens in the building. And we're three guys on. We are out.
Peace.
Pay your time. Sweet.